entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 155. Tonight is just the two of us.
And it's Tuesday, October 11th, 2016.
Sorry for you live stream watchers. We were a little bit later tonight because we had some church stuff going on.
Religious engagements.
Typically it'll be 6:30 for the live stream.
Yep.
And we've got a fun podcast set up for you. Mm. I'm really looking forward to it. We've got a quote from Nikola Tesla. Mm. I've got a work story.
You got a work story. I got a home story.
And I've got a tech tip that will it will just change your life.
Ruben, I can't wait for my tech life to be changed.
Primarily, it's for people who listen to podcasts. This is the only time it's relevant.
Well,
this tip.
So that means that your tech life has to revolve around podcasts.
Pretty much, but these are our listeners, and I think they'll get some value out of this.
Well, they're listening to a podcast right now.
You know it. So let's begin the episode with a quote from the great inventor.
Inventor?
Inventor Nikola Tesla. I didn't know much about this gentleman until more recently, but him and Edison were competing with electricity, inventions around electricity. Edison was pushing DC and Tesla was pushing AC. Today, both of them are in use.
Which one do you think would be used the most, though?
I hardly even understand the difference. I know what's in our walls.
Our walls is what?
Is
AC?
Yes.
Okay.
And then DC is our devices.
Okay.
Which is why we need a big, like the chargers have that big box that kind of converts it from one to the other.
The brick?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But there is a lot of interesting history. I can't recommend a book, but if you just look up their stories.
On Wikipedia?
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Start with this. Start with Googling or YouTubing elephant electrocuted by Edison, or just elephant electrocuted. Edison was trying to prove that AC is so dangerous, it's uncontrollable, and people's homes are going to be bursting into flames. And to show how deadly it is, he demonstrated it on an elephant. And you can see the video, legitimate video, on YouTube.
I can't spell electrocuted, but... Oh, wow, disturbing footage.
Yeah, listeners can just, they can look it up on their own. The audio won't be really helpful because I don't believe there was any audio.
There is no audio. They had no audio recording.
So anyway, my quote, video. And this is not a quote that I agree with. I just found it interesting. And I believe this quote ties into Edison. These guys were, although Tesla worked for Edison for some time, they definitely were, they were foes. Mm. So here's a quote from Nikolai. I think I've been saying his name wrong the entire time. Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla.
I don't think you can name I don't think you can name many great inventions that have been made by a married man. I just find this so humorous and out of the blue, but I just Googled it, and Thomas Edison, he was married. So I think this is a shot at Thomas Edison.
He's saying that his inventions are illegitimate because he's married. No,
I think it's just saying he isn't able, he didn't come up with great inventions. Or there haven't been any great inventions from a married man, or at least not many.
Wow. I just watched the elephant electrocution video, and wow. That he like stiffens up and then just like crumbles to the ground and there's smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's crazy.
All right, Layton.
What?
Let me just real quickly, this tech tip will not take long, but let me just get it out of the way.
Get your tech tip out of the way.
Basically, sometimes you're listening to a podcast, you have your headphones plugged in,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's in your pocket.
Yep.
And maybe you're driving. You're listening away, enjoying your time, and all of a sudden, it starts to ring.
Your phone starts to ring.
Yeah, someone's calling you.
And that does that pause your podcast?
It does pause the podcast, and it's perturbing because should you answer this phone call? And you need to make up your mind because it's either in your, it's sometimes it's in your pocket, mm-hmm. or maybe you're driving and it's somewhere else where you can't see the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have to just answer the call blindly, which who knows who could be at the other end.
Oh, yeah.
Or you need to pull it out of your pocket, look at it, and then make a decision.
Right.
Now, if you have a Bluetooth headset,
yeah,
I believe just by default, it'll automatically announce the person's name that's calling.
Yeah, it'll say, call from Ruben Hochstetler.
And I've always wondered, why doesn't it do that when I have my earbuds plugged in? Well.
Whoa.
This is iOS exclusive. I'm assuming Android probably has a similar feature. But you can change a setting so that if your headphones are plugged in, it will announce who is calling.
Wow.
And then you can make an educated decision about, should I answer or should I decline?
Where do I find this setting?
Go into settings.
I am in settings now.
Then go into phone.
I am not in phone.
Which is down quite a ways.
It's one of the apps. Okay.
Like mail, contacts, calendar, and then phone's about six down.
Right. Oh, call blocking and identification.
You want announce calls.
I have never.
I have changed that to headphones and car.
Oh.
And I should maybe make that all. Well, I think if it'd be always. Even then if it just would, be ringing, it'd say who it is.
That would be annoying.
That could be perturbing.
Headphones in car. Got it.
So now, if I get a phone call and I have my earbuds plugged in and I don't have my phone, it's in my pocket or somewhere where I can't see it,
mm-hmm.
I can know if, hey, this is a phone call I should take.
That's right.
So there's your tech tip. Hopefully I didn't blow it for you. Make it sound bigger than it was.
Well, actually, I feel like you made it too small because this doesn't just... This doesn't just apply to people that listen to podcasts. If you're listening to music and it's a really good song that happened to come over Pandora, and you get a call in the middle, and you've already used your three skips, like you've already used them up, and you don't know if the person that is calling you is worth wasting this song on. Well, now you don't need to wonder. You don't need to wonder anymore.
Layton, I understand that your girlfriend's coming around this weekend.
Yeah.
So, anything? I mean, are you pretty pumped about that?
Is
this the first time she's been here in Indiana since you've been dating?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to introduce her to the family?
Yeah, I'm going to introduce her to you. And I'm talking about you, Ruben, mm-hmm. not the audience.
Yeah. Although at some point, you're okay with doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like that's like a eighth or ninth date sort of occasion. Yeah, she's going to be here all weekend.
Cool. I'm looking forward to meeting her. I met her over the phone since you were dating.
Yeah.
Said a few words.
She has a really nice voice.
I couldn't tell you that. I mean, I don't know that
you
much.
I could tell you that.
You could tell me. I mean.
You could take my word for it.
I can take your word for it.
I have a good word.
You know, someone who's, you know, spends 3.5 hours on the phone.
Okay.
I mean, on one phone call. I mean, no one would know better than you.
I feel like you have sabotaged. We had a poll. Like, I don't know, four or five polls ago, you had a poll asking if anyone had ever had a conversation that lasted over 3 hours. And someone did, I got feedback. They tried to vote on the poll.
What?
All the polls, our poll, that poll said no. Like, all the people that voted in that poll said no. But there was one person that was trying to vote yes. And she said that the polls were down.
Well, I do expire the polls after 1 week.
Oh, Ruben.
So, because I don't want to go back. When we talk about them, you know that these are accurate. Because in a year from now, 100 people could have voted and skewed the numbers.
I'd be okay with it. Who's going back through the old polls? Yeah.
Well, we do have another poll. We may as well get to that right away.
Okay, yeah.
Poll question last week was, would you rather attend a bridal shower or the UCS open house? And the numbers are in, and I'm surprised.
People said the bridal shower, didn't they? Those sickos.
I'm having some problems reading the results. The polls are down. Well, why don't you start? I'll figure out what's going on here.
Okay.
Go ahead and just tell us about this home story you were talking
about. Okay, well, Ruben, there's a big thing. There's something huge that happened that we've totally, that I've forgotten to mention every time. I am now the proud owner of a 2013 Ford Flex. You know? And I bought it like 3 weeks ago. And you know what the best thing about it is?
Tell me.
I won't be able to drive it for the next 6 weeks because I'm going out to Idaho.
Idaho?
Idaho.
Idaho.
Idaho. Yes. Well, Idaho is going to be my new home for the next 6 weeks. There's so much going on, Ruben.
That is disappointing. You got a new, I mean, it's not a toy, but you know, you got something new and now you won't be able to enjoy it for 2 months.
Exactly.
Was that your story?
That's not. Okay, well, seeing as you know, my girlfriend is coming to town and it's going to be the first time that she also visits my house. And so there's a lot has accumulated in my room since I was in the second grade.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot. My closet was full. And
so you're talking about crafts that you made at school in second
not
grade.
Just, well, I was mainly referring to clothes that I wore in the second grade.
So basically you can hand them down to your nephew Jake.
He's too big for them. I was actually trying some of them on.
You were not. Yeah. Can you fit in them?
Some of them, yes.
Oh, come on. We need to get a picture.
I've already gotten rid of them.
Oh.
I've already gotten rid of all 5 trash bags full.
Of clothes.
Of clothes. Yes.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Next poll question.
I also found John.
John was...
Boxing John. In one of my drawers.
Well, tell us the story of John. And for those of you who don't know, John, he visited us on the live stream.
If you listen real close, you can hear him boxing my mic. John, quit it. He must to mic boxer.
So where did John come from?
John came from my drawer.
No, I mean, where was he created? Yeah.
He was created... in Lancaster, PA.
Where did you buy him?
In Lancaster, PA.
When? Do you even remember when?
In Lancaster, PA. And I actually don't know. Actually, it might have been in Holmes County, Ohio.
So you were surprised to find him.
I think this was way back when Larry, our aunt and uncle, Larry and Nora, lived in Ohio still.
Can I try him out?
Sure. Yeah. He has little triggers inside of him. And when you pull those triggers, his fists jut out.
Pull him?
He's easily manipulated.
Do I pull?
Yeah, you pull down.
I must not be pulling on the right thing. Is it pretty high?
No, it's... Well, yeah, it is.
Oh, there.
There's 2 triggers at the top. You pull down.
That is so cool.
Isn't it, though? It's kind of fun.
It is fun. I'm guessing that you'll have this in your car at some point.
I think I want
this to carry.
I want to hang him from my rearview mirror.
I think we need to learn more about John.
John?
I think he needs to visit the podcast again.
Okay.
And we need to know, what's his life been like?
His backstory.
I mean,
some of the life experiences.
Obviously, he's been in a drawer for the last 6 or 7 years.
Why he never takes off his boxing gloves.
Yeah. What?
It does seem a little bit contradictory to have a a boxing Amishman, but you know, these days are strange. Times are strange, Ruben.
Times, they are a-changing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really do like John. He's pretty
yeah,
cool.
He's a pretty cool Amish dude. So yeah, I cleaned up my room. Got out a lot of stuff. 5 trash bags full. And I even found maternity clothes from when Mindy was pregnant in my closet. That was 8 years ago. Actually, probably
is there
like
a chance
half
that,
or 9.
That your bedroom was converted from a storage room?
No. It's just my sister used to live in there, in my room. And then after she moved out, I got it. I got the room. And not all of her clothes went with her.
I've been in your room, and I didn't think it looked all that awful, as far as things being everywhere.
No, it's not that it's messy. It's just, it was so full. Everything was full. The entire closet and shelvings were full. And so was my dresser. And it was just... Carrie coming to visit me was just like a really good excuse to finally do what needed to be done back in high school. Mm-hmm. yeah. And so I'm glad it was out of the way. It's finally over.
The polls are working again.
Oh, good. What were the results for this last poll?
There was a total of 8 polls, 8 votes cast.
Wow. Okay.
Five went to...
A lot of registered voters.
5 went to the UCS open house. 3 to the bridal shower. Now, I wish I could see if this is broken down by gender, because I'm guessing those 3 votes are females.
Women.
I don't know a man who would pick going to a bridal shower over anything else.
I know one.
Kyle?
No.
Eric?
Yes.
Okay. But taking him out of the equation, I don't know one other person.
Yeah, it would have to be like a male bridal shower. Or like a very manly bridal shower. Like this was like Eric's bridal shower, like a Pampered Chef party. We need to have like a what is a like a male brand? Like, when you think of this brand, you think, like, oh, that's manly.
Well, I mean, like, hunting, like, Cabela's.
A Cabela's shower.
May they rest in peace.
Are they done?
They were bought out by Bass Pro.
But Cabela's will still be around.
Yeah, probably.
So, you could still find all your Cabela needs to be met.
But, yeah, besides that, what would be the equivalent? Maybe like a Snap-on shower?
Actually, yeah. I could see that. A Snap-on or like a Ford shower.
But Ford, I mean, what would you be? Because I guess I don't really understand how these things work. I know there's a dealer at the shower.
Yes.
Which I don't even know why they call it. Is it showers of gifts? I mean, I don't know why it's a shower.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah. Or I think it's like showers of money. That you hope to be like flowing. At least for the benefit of the person that is hosting the shower. I think the closest thing would be like some kind of tool brand, like Snap-on or some other tool brand. DeWalt.
Okay. tell me about your home story.
We already said it.
Okay. Is it. Okay.
Snap-on.
No, the cleaning.
Yes.
Well, I've got a work story.
Oh.
Got a phone call last night. Someone said, hey, there's something popping up on their computer, and now they can't uninstall something. So I headed out there this morning, and it ended up that the gentleman had paid for and had installed
a virus.
PC Keeper. Now... PC
Why
keeper.
Didn't he just hire you instead? Aren't you the keeper of PCs, Ruben?
Have you seen a pop up, Layton, for a PC keeper? Speed up your computer.
Is that kind of like cleanmypc.com?
Yeah. more or less.
Don't visit that website, please.
And I told him he did pay for it. It was like $100 and some for 2 years.
Oh.
Now they have two different programs. They have an antivirus program and I think like a maintenance type program, which just never pay for any kind of maintenance program for your computer.
I'm getting triggered, Ruben.
And I told him. I told him, I know you paid for it, but I wouldn't use it. I would. If you do want something really good, I recommended a couple paid
like
ones.
Norton.
No.
Okay. Good.
Like Viper.
ESET.
Viper or ESET. And if you just want something free, just use Microsoft's antivirus.
Isn't that good enough?
It is good enough for those that.
Don't have sensitive files.
No.
Financial files?
Just shut up and let me tell you.
Okay.
For those that are able to navigate the internet with discipline, to not click on anything that pops up that says,
speed up your computer! Speed up your computer, or you're the millionth customer!
Yeah. I don't know why it takes so much...
Win an iPhone!
I don't know why it takes so much discipline to... I don't know if it's discipline or if it's just recognizing... scams for what they are.
The most tempting one for me was always the ones that had little games to go with them, like on the sidebar, like shoot 3 iPhones and win an iPhone 7. And it's like, I just want to see if I can hit 3 iPhones. Like, I don't really care about getting the iPhone 7.
But even though I told him you're better off not using this and using something different, because he had paid for it, he wanted to use it. And I've run into this several times where someone paid for a piece of software that I said, you'll be happier, better off if you use this other thing.
Yeah.
And they still want to use what they paid for.
Can you blame them, Ruben?
Yes, because their computer experience is going down.
They're actually... They paid for something to hinder their computer.
Yes, but because they paid for it, they want to continue using it. Now, I do think that this PC Keeper is legitimate. I know there's some that are complete scams,
mm-hmm.
and this is borderline.
Okay.
One other thing that he told me, and that should be a key to... this should be another key for you, but he said, well, it kept on popping up and asking him to buy it, so finally he just clicked on it and bought it.
Like, he gave in.
Yes, he gave in.
That makes me so sad that, like... You don't expect those things to work, but he is
and because of
in the minority it, because that it, of it did work
well,
on.
Well, because of it working is why they'll keep on doing it.
Yeah, that's the saddest part about it, is that the cause will live on because of... Oh, ad blocker. Wouldn't that take care of it? Like pop-ups and stuff?
That'll take care of a lot of it. It will also, affect... Some websites won't look right if you have ad blocker on. And you can whitelist websites that you don't want AdBlocker to run on.
Right.
Currently, I'm not running AdBlocker, but I typically do, and I would recommend it.
Cool. That was a good work story, Ruben.
Thank you.
Do we have anything else?
I do have one other work story that's just...
We do need to have a poll as well.
Yeah, we will have
a current poll.
Well, okay, here's one other one. And this is no one that anyone knows that would be listening to this podcast. So don't.
Thank goodness.
And neither is this other person either. No one that listens to this knows this person. However, I'm sure you've also seen pop-ups and ads for, wow, this 70-year-old lady looks like 40 again.
Yeah.
Or how to look 40 years old again.
40 years old again.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've always wondered, I mean, sometimes it's just maybe interesting, like, I mean, the before and after pictures.
Right.
But they're always scams.
My favorite one is Jim's hater, because she figured out this one crazy trick, like, without working out.
Oh, yeah. But I was cleaning up this person's computer, and it happened to be an older lady.
Oh, that's nice.
And she had a folder downloaded, and I wasn't. I never snoop, ever.
You don't snoop at files.
No, but when I downloaded a file to run a program, it was in the downloads folder, and the folder right next to it was a folder called how 70-year-olds can look 40 again.
Aww.
I know. It made me. I honestly felt, I don't know. I know I'm going to be, unless I die, I'll be 70 years old sometime. And it just made me a little sad to think about. And it made me think that I'm not 40, or I'm not 40 either. I'm not 40 years old.
Do you want to be 40 years old again, Ruben?
No, but it just made me think I should be enjoying life more, or just I should be thankful for every moment of life where I can move around, I can see well, and
you can make podcast episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just made me kind of
embrace life more.
Yeah, it was kind of a life check.
That's good. I like those checks. Those are good checks to have, Ruben.
And if anyone's interested in how to look 40 years old again, I'll have a link on the podcast.
Oh, good. And on the other side, we're going to have, if you shoot 3 iPhones, you'll win a free iPhone 7. Oh, you're our millionth customer.
All right, our poll question. I think it needs to be something with scams.
Yeah.
How about this? Have you ever paid money for a scam?
Oh, man.
For an online scam.
For an online scam. Like, does that also include the Tai Lopez, like, hey, just here in my garage scamming people with this advertisement that I've paid millions and millions of dollars for to just show on YouTube repeatedly. Paid a lot of fuel units for it.
Knowledge.
If you don't know what we're referring to the Tai Lopez ad. What is like the name of his scam?
I don't know what the name of it is, but if you just type in Tai Lopez on YouTube, you'll see some videos. And look for the ones where he's in his garage.
Yeah.
With a bookshelf of 1,000 books.
1,000 books, and he's got his
Lamborghini
when he likes riding in the Hollywood Hills. John, do you like riding in the Hollywood Hills? Yeah, I do.
All right, so we've got our poll question. I'm sorry that this one's a little bit shorter, guys, but I think we're ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, it's time. But next week, I'm going to be broadcasting from Idaho. Ruben, where are you going to be broadcasting from?
From your home.
Good one.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. If you do enjoy this podcast, please don't rate us on iTunes because it'll never get it.
Don't do that.
But just tell your friends about it.
Yeah, exactly. And also, do we have like an Amazon link that people can buy stuff?
I found out that the account expired or something, so I need to recreate it.
Well, no wonder nobody's been rolling in lately. I wondered. The budget keeps getting smaller and smaller. We need to feed Boxing John.
Well, yeah, instead of being able to afford live guests, we now have been lowered to having puppets on the show.
Yeah, ich brach Geld.
But one other thing, I did want to just mention the podcast that Mr. Dave mentioned last week, the Backseat Baptist, I believe that's what it was called.
Back Pew Baptist.
Back something Baptist. And it is good. I really enjoyed it. It's funny. And I think we'll be taking some ideas from them and using it on the podcast. So thank you guys for listening. And until just thank you guys for listening. What's our word of the week?
Word of the week, I think, is going to be boxing.